Okay, so let's dive in.
Right.
We're talking about school IT networks today, specifically, looking at it from the perspective of school leaders.
Yeah, and our guide for this is Gary Ackerman's EdTech for Ed Leaders. A rationale. Some really good excerpts there.
He kicks things off with this image, this analogy that I think a lot of people can picture, the school's wiring closet.
Oh, yeah, that slightly intimidating room. Buzzing fans, blinking lights everywhere, just a mess of cables.
A spaghetti tangle, exactly, and racks holding all sorts of, well, things.
Important things, though. That's where the critical stuff lives.
Yeah.
Like the source mentions the UTM, the Unified Threat Management Appliance.
Right, which is basically the school's main defense, like a security guard against malware and hackers and all that.
Pretty much, yeah. It's filtering all the incoming traffic. And then there's the gateway.
The gateway. Okay, what that doing?
That's the single pipe, the connection between everything inside the school network and the actual internet.
So every device goes through that point to get online.
Every single one.
Yeah.
And if either the UTM or the gateway has a problem,
Things stop working.
things grind to a halt, like no online resources, maybe no email, testing goes down. It's a big deal.
Okay, so that brings us to this core problem Ackerman points out. You've got the IT folks, the experts, who need to keep this complex system secure.
And they understandably want to limit who touches it
Right.
to avoid, well, accidents.
Exactly. But then you have the school administrators, the principals, the superintendents. They're the ones ultimately responsible for everything, including when the tech fails.
Right. So there's this built-in tension, isn't there, between access for security and access for oversight or responsibility.
Who gets the keys to the kingdom, essentially, or at least who needs to understand how the kingdom runs?
And Ackerman's point, which I think is interesting, is that while IT's concerns are valid, administrators have to have enough understanding. They need to know what's going on, maybe even how to get access if, the main IT person isn't around and something critical happens.
It's about leadership accountability, meeting technical reality.
Exactly.
So our mission here, using the source, is really to unpack why. Why can't leaders or even teachers just, ignore this stuff anymore? Why isn't avoiding it okay?
Because, as the source puts it pretty bluntly, these networks, the UTM, the gateway, all of it, they're core infrastructure now, like electricity or plumbing.
Ah, okay. That's fundamental.
Yeah. Too valuable, too critical to just be the domain of a couple of IT specialists. The risk is just too high if the leadership doesn't sort of get the basics.
And that tension we mentioned, IT focused on lockdown, admins needing oversight, that's a real dynamic.
Oh, absolutely. It happens all the time. And it's not about mistrust, usually. It's just the structure. The
Yeah.
responsibility lies here, but the technical control lies there. Bridging that gap requires understanding from the leadership side.
So how do we, or how do they, get past that feeling of being intimidated? Because let's be honest, that wiring closet analogy, it feels intimidating.
Yeah, it really does. And Ackerman argues that mindset just has to shift. Leaders, teachers, they can't afford to just avoid trying to understand the tech they rely on every single day.
It's like saying you don't need to know anything about the school budget because the business manager handles it. You still need oversight.
Precisely. Computing and networks are just woven into everything now, teaching, management, operations. So everyone needs some baseline knowledge.
Okay, so what kind of baseline does the source give specifics? What do leaders really need to grasp?
It does give some concrete examples. One really key distinction is understanding the difference between the school's local network, the LAN, everything inside the building,
Okay, the internal stuff.
right, versus the connection to the internet. They seem linked, but they're distinct systems.
Why does separating those matter for, say, a principal?
Well, think about costs.
Yeah.
What you pay your internet provider is different from what you spend on switches and Wi-Fi inside the school. Or management, you control your LAN, but your provider controls the internet link.
Ah, and support too, right? If the Wi-Fi is slow, is it our Wi-Fi or is the pipe coming into the building the problem?
Exactly. It's knowing whether to call your IT team or your internet service provider. Knowing the difference between like a leaky pipe in the school versus a water main break down the street.
Okay, that makes total sense. Knowing where the responsibility lies, what else?
Another big one is realizing school networks aren't like your home setup, not even like a small business network usually. They're complex. They're enterprise level.
Enterprise, meaning built for lots of users, high demands, more security.
Yeah, hundreds or thousands of users hitting it hard all at once sometimes. It needs robust equipment, specialized management, proper IT staffing. It's not just plug and play.
So leaders need to understand that complexity to budget realistically, staff appropriately, and just have the right expectations.
You got it. It shapes so many decisions.
Okay, so pulling it all together, the main argument from Ackerman seems to be pretty clear.
Yeah, it boils down to this. Networks and computing aren't just tools anymore. They're fundamental to how schools run and how kids learn. So understanding them isn't just for the techies.
It's a leadership competency now. It affects everything from teaching strategies to safety plans.
Right. You need to understand the engine.
Okay, so let's quickly recap the takeaways from the source then. First, these school IT networks, they're absolutely critical infrastructure. Way too important to be a black box understood by only a few people.
Definitely. And second, that tension between IT security needs and administrative oversight is real, but manageable if leaders build their own understanding.
Third, leaders and teachers just can't afford to shy away from this stuff anymore. Avoidance isn't a strategy.
Nope. And fourth, they need to grasp key basics, like the difference between their internal LAN and the external internet connection. Understanding costs, support, where issues might lie.
And also recognizing that school networks are complex, enterprise systems, not simple home Wi-Fi, requires different thinking, different resources.
Exactly. Leading to the ultimate point. Basic tech literacy around networks is now just essential for school leadership.
Which leaves us, and leaves you listening, with a really pointed question based on Ackerman's argument. If a functioning network is truly this vital for modern education, what level of technical understanding is actually indispensable for your specific role in a school or district today?
Yeah, what do you absolutely need to know to do your job effectively in this environment? Something to think about.